Hey everyone, it's Longbox Heroes After Dark number 71. Todd and I were doing a lot of off-mic talking here.
That's right.
And usually I'm very quick to be like, no, let's save this for the air. But there were too many names being mentioned.
Oh, we know names, and we're not afraid to drop them to each other.
Like this past week on our friend Tom's Everywhere You Look, the Full House podcast.
Right.
I'm going to be on next week's episode. It's WrestleMania season, so like somehow I'm doing the media blitz of all these other goddamn podcasts. So at the end of this week's episode, he doesn't mention I'm the guest on the show. Mm-hmm. He mentioned some other name.
I think I know who you mean.
And when he said, I was listening to it at work today, and when he said it, I almost did a spit take.
Just for the record, Tom, who did the circus. That's that guy who gave us the circus knowledge, right?
Yes.
He's dead to me.
Oh, really?
Dead to me. I was pushing for that Urkel episode, and once that happened, done. Dead to me. Dead. Give him a black lantern ring. He's dead to me.
Well, Tom does listen to this, so.
I know. That's why I figured he'd get a kick out of it.
So where we were going with this was, so we were discussing what we're going to do for the main show, since we haven't recorded it yet, and you'll be listening to this after the main show comes out. But you had mentioned about the dreadnoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that how Zartan was kind of like Alice Cooper to you.
Because he had the face makeup, but he turned green in the sunlight. Which Alice, to best of my knowledge, doesn't do.
Right. You haven't seen him in the daytime?
No, I haven't, actually. Oh, I have, actually. I have seen him in the daytime.
Right, but was he Alice Cooper, or was he shoot name is?
Vincent Furnier. How did I know that so fast? He was
A fan, that's why.
I'm a super fan. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I saw him at Harvey's Lake. And it was during the day he opened for whoever, like, it was one of those bands, I forget who it was, it might have been like the Scorpions, where they were doing the whole one opens for one, and then they flip, and the one we went to, we were like, oh, it's Alice Cooper, so it was still daytime, and then when the show was over, it was like, and now for the Scorpions, and we're like, you know, no, I'm out of here, I'm gonna beat the traffic.
Now, did you know Alice Cooper was going on first?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't. It was
so
one of those that-
your chances.
Yeah, well, I was going to go see him regardless, so.
Right.
You know.
If you had to sit through Winds of Change.
Oh, my goodness. Give her inches and feed her well. One of the greatest lyrics of all time.
Oh, boy. So, where I was going with this, Todd, is.
Right.
I'm an old man.
Guess who's older?
Okay, you're older than me.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you hang around with people more or less your own age.
Right.
I, because of my dumb wrestling road trips, am frequently on long car rides 6 hours each way and plus with people way younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on this trip this past weekend out to AIW.
Mm-hmm. Root beer wrestling.
I paused for you so you could say root beer wrestling. I know when to let you get your shit in.
That's right. So we're not talking over each other.
And, it was me and, two guys that I've traveled out there with before and, a newcomer to the crew, who I'm sure will be on trips more frequently. It was a real shitty trip. Oh boy. But that's, again, that's another thing for another day.
Mm-hmm.
So, this kid Joe, who was with us,
right?
Young kid, he's been wrestling for like 10 years, but he's just now kind of like getting like a bigger name out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's lived a crazy life, you know, because he's been in and around wrestling for a very long time and he's still very young. And he was talking about how, as a goof, kind of like of his Spinal Tap sort of thing, he and a couple of his buddies wanted to do like a thing where they get booked on a whole bunch of like weird shows in like the Midwest or the South where they get themselves booked as, you know, wrestlers on the show, but also like an opening act of a rock band before the wrestling show, mm-hmm. and the name of their band would be Slither.
Oh.
And wow. I say, oh, like Cold Slither from G.I. Joe?
And they're like, that rock movie?
And then, Todd, when you have to explain an episode of the G.I. Joe cartoon to someone 13 years your junior, mm-hmm. you feel like the world's oldest man.
Mm-hmm. Good thing you didn't have to explain the Viper.
Right. No, that's for the car trip in 2 weeks.
All right.
He is here to vipe the windows.
He's here to vipe the windows. I'll never... That episode blew my mind as a kid. I was like...
Was that the pinpoint of, like, your origin of, like, shitty puns?
It might be. I don't know where it comes from, but I'll have to look back. I'll go into therapy and get hypnotized to figure out where my first pun was.
Well, what I could do is I could look up on Wikipedia the original air date of that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Get in my TARDIS,
mm-hmm.
travel back to that day and time, and punch you in the face.
What? People love my puns. We were getting tweets about my puns.
Whilst I do love your puns, I do love hating on your puns as well.
What? Are you no-sell my puns?
I no-sell your puns during the show.
I know. I'm starting to figure out this good cop, bad cop wrestling thing. I am. Oh, I'm supposed to hate everything that you love, and you're supposed to do the same to me and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I think I have to start hating on wrestling again.
They're doing a good job of trying to make you do that, huh?
What? Hey, lots of good stuff happening on Raw. A 7-man ladder match? That'll be interesting.
So is this something that we could discuss from your Twitter about the plotted and scripted storyboarded short film in your head?
We could, but I'm not giving it away for free.
Okay.
Because I might actually do this someday.
All right, go ahead.
I was sitting at work, and I was thinking about doing an actual, like, because my cousin does, like, short films. Remember me telling you about that?
Yes, he did something with zombies and Hitler or something.
Not Hitler, but zombies. Coffee zombies.
Okay.
That there was tainted coffee beans, and then he did some other stuff that I was in that I won't mention too much. They were sketchy wrestling videos.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. So
at the ball
I thought
bash
about,
barn.
What?
At the ball bash barn.
Yeah, I think so. But I was thinking about it, and I came up with a little like story that I really actually kind of wanted to do that would be really easy with like three, maybe four, five actors, and it would be like a short 5-minute film like he used to do. And I actually thought about it, and I was like, I kind of really want to do this. And it's not even my milieu of comedy, so I'm stretching myself, Leonard.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. You're becoming a regular Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I am. And not the one that – wasn't Danny DeVito the Renaissance man? No, what was that movie? I forget. But anyway, maybe Robin Williams or something like that.
There was a movie, Renaissance Man, maybe starring Nicolas Cage?
Then it's better than all of those. But yeah, I'm becoming a Renaissance man. I want to do that. And I want to write a song someday too. So, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know what music is. So,
you want to know what love is?
I want to know what love is. I could sing.
You were correct. It was Danny DeVito.
See, look at me. I'm a human IMDb.
Some movie starring Danny DeVito. There looks to be military people involved and Penny Marshall.
Oh, it's no Best Defense, though.
No.
Did I ever tell you that time I almost had to kill somebody at the shop over Best Defense?
Okay. You've told me many times where you've attempted to kill people at the shop or almost had to, but not specifically over Best Defense.
Do you remember a customer named Brad? Did I ever tell you about Brandon Ford? I'm naming names here. Shoot names.
No.
All right. He was a customer, and he was a nice guy, but, oh, man, he used to get on my nerves a little slow sometimes. I hope he's not listening to this. But he was in the shop, and it was at the time Dudley Moore had died. So I don't know when that was, but – and we're in the shop, and I'm talking about it, and I told Dave, I was like, I was telling Dave, I was like, yeah, man, we have to corner the market on VHS tapes of the movie he did with Eddie Murphy. And I couldn't think of it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like the at title, the time. And you just knew they were in a movie together.
Right. And I knew what the movie was and I knew the name, but it was on the tip of my tongue and I couldn't do it. So we're sitting there, right? And I'm like, it had Eddie Murphy and it had Dudley Moore, and Dudley Moore was in the past building the tank, and Eddie Murphy was in the future using the tank in war. And he was like, the government was like, make it cheaper. And they were putting flaws in it. And then the flaws would show up in the tank in the future. And then as Dudley would fix them, it would fix them in the tank. And it was a ridiculous movie. But I'm like, what is it? And Brandon's at the shop and Dave's now working, like checking people out. So he's not even listening. And it's like me and maybe Tom and some other people. And Brandon's like, Eddie Murphy and Dudley Moore. And that's the plot of the movie. And he's like, I'm pretty sure it was Beverly Hills Cop. And I'm like, it wasn't Beverly Hills Cop. And so we're chiming around a little bit more. And I'm like, what was it? And Brandon's like, I think it was Beverly Hills Cop. And I'm like, Brandon, it wasn't Beverly Hills Cop. I'm sorry. It wasn't, right? So finally, like, Dave's done checking people out. And I'm like, oh, what the hell is the name of that movie? And Brandon goes, Dave, I got the name of that movie with Dudley Moore and Eddie Murphy. And he's like, it was Beverly Hills Cop. And I'm like, it was not fucking Beverly Hills Cop before I come over there and I fucking chuck you through a window, because there was nobody in the shop but us. I was like, why do you keep saying Beverly Hills Cop? Dudley Moore wasn't in that movie. There was no fucking tank in that. Like, I lost my shit in the shop. Like, running down all the reasons why it wasn't Beverly Hills Cop. But we never did corner the market on Best Defense VHS tapes. Oh, my God. I have so many Brandon Ford stories. Oh, my God.
I'm looking up interesting information about Best Defense now.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, Eddie Murphy is on the poster for this film.
Mm-hmm.
As a strategic guest star.
Is that what it actually says?
That's what it actually says on the theatrical released poster for the movie.
Fantastic.
Okay. From the IMDb, mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy's character was added to the film after an original version was complete and tested poorly with audiences.
Well, tested even poorlier afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So, that this is one of four movies that came out in 1984, starring Dudley Moore.
Really?
Yes.
Three
movies. Right, he had three movies that year. This, Unfaithfully Yours, and Mickey and Maude.
That's, oh wow.
Mickey and Maude, a movie that early broke kayfabe for a young Leonard F. Chikarisen watching this at home on HBO. And wondering why Andre the Giant and Big John Studd were palling around in the locker room after a wrestling match.
What?
Because I'm one of the women, Mickey and/or Maude's father in the movie,
mm-hmm.
was played by a famous professional wrestler, I think, or like he was supposed to be a wrestler in the ilk of like your Mad Dog Vachon.
Mm. I only right. understand
Andre
the
Giant is in this movie. Big John Studd, Gene LaBelle,
some crazy
Chief J. Strongbow,
some crazy lumberjack.
No, not the crazy lumberjack. He was in a bunch of other movies like mm-hmm. Over the Top and Roadhouse.
That's right. And the guy who played the guy who was in Roadhouse's grandfather was on Raw the other night.
Oh, stop it! So the
he
other
hangs
thing
out
is,
with what?
Oh no, go ahead.
He hangs out with Charlotte's grandfather, I think.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to Charlotte here just in a second.
What?
And then we'll end it. But the last thing is, you know, obviously the movie's made. It tests poorly. They reshoot scenes with Eddie Murphy to put into the film because he's the strategic guest star.
Mm-hmm.
In an interview promoting the movie on David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy said that he got paid more for this movie than he did for both 48 Hours and Trading Places combined.
Well, that it probably was worth it because the box office off, you know, Best Defense was crazy, right?
Right.
Ugh.
So we'll wrap up the show here, and I have to give credit to where credit is due. Mm-hmm. The aforementioned Tom Green came on with the Circus Stories, who's dead to you because you weren't on the Urkel episode of Everywhere You Look.
That's right, Black Lantern Tom.
Right. A couple weeks ago, while live tweeting Roadblock.
Right.
His wife, Alex, made the joke. They do a thing in professional wrestling. Maybe you're familiar with it with the Bellas when they do twin magic.
No, I don't know that.
Where, because since the Bellas are twins, the one will switch places with the other.
Oh, like that Christian Bale movie. Got it.
Oh, boy. Newsies? I don't know what movie.
No, it wasn't Newsies. Was okay. But anyway, go ahead.
The most egregious version of this was back in the 80s. Do you remember the professional wrestling tag team, the Killer Bees?
Right. John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd on Saturday Night Live.
Brian Blair and Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
Okay. You know what? I remember Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
Okay.
I don't remember B. Brian. Well, maybe I do.
They were the Killer Bees.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
wore like bee stripe tights.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like similar bodies, right?
Right.
And as baby faces, they would do a deal where they would put on these bee masks.
I remember with the Spider-Man TV show eyes.
Yes.
Okay. The colander eyes.
So there was one time where they tried to pull that and they would do like the switcheroo, right? Where the one guy's getting beaten up, referee's distracted. They put the masks on and the fresh guy goes in for the other guy and the referee can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time on a match, and I swear to God this happened, they tried to pull that shit when their partner was Coco Beware. Where Coco Beware puts the mask on, tries to do the switch, and even a professional wrestling referee has to say, wait a second.
What are you saying? Because I always thought to hire a referee, they were like, look at this and don't turn away, and then they jingle their keys off to the side. And if the ref looks away, he's hired.
So to put this all into context, Tom's wife, Alex, during the Roadblock special a couple weeks ago said, what if Charlotte and Ric Flair did twin magic and no one noticed?
Oh, my God. Ric Flair doing cartwheels.
And Tom said, he goes, I had to stop tweeting the show because I was laughing so hard because that's the most fantastic thing anyone's ever said.
Oh, twin. So I could be using twin magic now.
Right. Oh, all right. Anything else we got to wrap this one up, this meandering episode?
What? This is fantastic.
Where we covered Zartan. We covered Dudley Moore's filmography, specifically in the year 1984.
My movie project.
Your movie project. Brandon Ford.
Mm-hmm.
No and, relation to Twin the Twin Magic.
Yeah, Twin Magic. No relation to the Ford guy who just died.
Oh, Rob Ford.
Yeah, this is Brandon Ford, different.
We're listener to the show's Kevin Ford.
Oh, that's right. We do have lots of Ford. Mm-hmm. This show's built Ford tough.
All right. Isn't it? No, that's, not, was it with Chevy's? Is nothing beats a Chevy or something?
That's right.
Remember something like that. Remember Toyota was Oh What a Feeling Toyota?
Vaguely, I remember that.
It was a whole ad campaign where the person would say, like, oh, what a feeling Toyota, and the person would jump in midair.
And then they would freeze it?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to freeze the midair jump. That's a rule.
And one last thing is, do you remember the Burger King mascot person, Herb?
I vaguely remember Herb.
You do know Clara Peller, though, right? If I say the name Clara Peller, that's, you know.
Where's the beef?
Right, that's as commonplace to you as a George Clooney or a Julia Roberts, of course.
Or an old double R, yeah, it's all famous.
Right. So, Burger King around that time had an ad campaign involving Herb, who was the only man in the world never to eat a Whopper. And it was this whole ad campaign. And the reason I bring this up is, is because he was like one of the special celebrities at WrestleMania 2. And in the promo video to hype up all the celebrities that were going to be at WrestleMania 2, like, he was third billed from the top.
Oh my goodness. As Herb.
As Herb. It said, Burger Man Herb. Like, they couldn't say, like, Burger King. They had to say, like, Burger Man Herb. Ham, it was, like, literally, burger. Like, Tommy Lasorda, William Refrigerator Perry, Burger Man Herb, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Susan St. James.
Were those real people at the thing?
Yes!
Susan St. James was there.
Susan St. James did commentary with Vince, because at the time, was in bed, not literally, with NBC, and I think Dick Ebersol or whomever is married to Susan St. James. Ergo, yeah.
This wasn't when Kate and Allie was on, right? But
it was like 1986.
That might have been Kate and Allie time when she was on that. By the way, I had a thing for Susan St. James.
Oh, you did?
Also, I've never eaten a Whopper.
I have never eaten a Whopper either. Whopper is too busy for me.
That's right. I don't like tomatoes, and if you have to take them off, then it isn't a Whopper.
All right. I'm going to go through the list, and we're going to wrap this up here this list. Here are the celebrities. So, Joan Rivers.
Right.
Lou Duva.
Lou Duva.
Elusive Burger Man Herb. Okay. Third from the top.
Right. Elusive.
Smokin' Joe Frazier.
Oh, boy. He got low bill under Herb?
Clara Peller. Susan St. James.
So Clara Peller, the girl, the lady who was Where's the Beef, they had both of them?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did they have a match?
No. G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, my God.
Ricky Schroeder.
All right. He makes sense.
Daryl Dawkins.
All right. I know. Chocolate Thunder?
Yes.
Wow.
Cab Calloway.
Oh, Cab Calloway is fantastic. He was in Blues Brothers, so it's okay.
Kathy Lee Crosby.
Kathy, she was the first Wonder Woman.
Elvira.
Mistress of the Dark.
Ray Charles is this far down in the list.
Oh my God. Ray Charles is probably the biggest celebrity that you mentioned so far.
Robert Conrad.
Oh my God.
Dick Butkus.
All right, Dick, I like Dick Butkus. He was in Blue Thunder. I give him some credit.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Holy shit! Herb gets billed. All right, well, Ozzy was in his crazy phase at that time, so you might want to limit his screen time.
And then Tommy Lasorda gets to cut a promo at the end of the list of the announcements.
Oh, this was before Pete Rose, then. Tommy Lasorda was the original. Did Kane tombstone him, or?
No, Kane was, I think, like, cutting his teeth in, like, Tennessee or something at this time.
Teeth?
He was doing whatever. But Ozzy Osbourne accompanied the British Bulldogs to the ring in their title victory.
How's he doing?
The British Bulldogs?
Yeah.
Well, one is dead and the other one's alive, but probably wishes he was dead.
Oh, I always ask when I hear about these old wrestlers I remember.
All right. And on that note,
yep.
After we've gone through the celebrity list of WrestleMania 2, making this the most goddamn random episode we've ever done in our lives.
I loved it, though.
So for Longbox Heroes After Dark 71, Todd Leonard, go to soonabenamednetwork.com, soonabenamednetwork.tumblr.com, iTunes, Twitter, whatever. See you next week.
Damn you, Black Lantern Tom.